Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my website's our smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. It's just you and me, and I'm talking about cryptocurrencies. And I'm going to talk about the underlying technology platform that powers cryptocurrencies. Now, in the last segment, I talked to you about why cryptocurrency isn't a real currency. It's more of a commodity. It's a highly speculative commodity. It's not a fad, but it is kind of what's the other word for that? It's like a fad, but there's a lot of hysteria around it to some degree. And I don't think the current Bitcoin scenario is going to wind up coming to a good end. Now, if you're really fascinated by Bitcoin and by cryptocurrencies, you cannot go any further with that fascination without reading the story of Tulipomania. 400 years ago in Holland, they were something called Tulipomania, and I'm not going to go into all the details. You just need to go read about it. Promise me you'll read about it if you're interested in cryptocurrencies. You can't appreciate cryptocurrencies in the current condition, the current form, the current mania. That's the word I was trying to find, mania. The current mania for cryptocurrencies, you got to go read about Tulipomania. Okay, so now, Bitcoin, I'm going to use that term lumping. There are dozens, maybe 100, maybe 200 other cryptocurrencies. But Bitcoin is the big daddy. That's the expensive one right now. That's the one in the news. So cryptocurrencies, I believe that eventually we'll all be using cryptocurrencies. And governments will probably change from an e-currency, from a hard currency, to a cryptocurrency. Because see, e-money doesn't have any intelligence. A dollar bill is as dumb as a rock, right? An e-dollar is the same way. Well, a cryptocurrency comes by definition because of the technology platform that is powered by, that it exists on, comes with some level of intelligence. And this is why I believe that eventually we will be using cryptocurrency, probably in your lifetime, maybe in mine, but probably if you're under 50 especially, you'll use cryptocurrency in your lifetime, and it'll switch over, the whole world will switch over to it eventually. A lot of bugs have to get worked out in the technology. Now, the technology under one of the reasons why I think we'll – I want to come back to this. One of the reasons why I think we'll wind up using cryptocurrencies, all of us, instead of the traditional fiat money, the dumb money, so to speak, is because with cryptocurrency comes the ability to fulfill a contract, to fulfill a business relationship, to not only transfer money for value, but to fulfill a contract in the process. Bada bing, bada bam. So if you and I walk up and take delivery, if I take delivery for something from you and I give you money, you say, okay, sign here that shows that you received what I gave you and I got the money. When you transfer a cryptocurrency for that transaction, The act of transferring the cryptocurrency to the other person is the contract. It does the contract thing too. There's no signature required because the de facto transfer of the cryptocurrency not only pays the other person and delivers value to you, but the by definition, that was the contract being fulfilled. That's how cryptocurrencies have our let's call it smart money. Okay, we can call it smart money. And because it's being used to do more than just pay things. Here's a quick example of how what it might look like. So you write a song and you copyright that song. If you decide one of these days songwriters will sell their songs to people who want to buy the song, but instead of a publisher getting that money, the purchasing of the song through a cryptocurrency will also pay the songwriter for their copyright fee. It'll all happen at once. And so what happened there? A bunch of middle people got cut out, right? This is what the underlying technology, the in the case of Bitcoin, it's called blockchain, across distributed ledgers. The underlying technology of Bitcoin and variations of that, on that theme, reasonable facsimiles thereof, over time, those will become the things that will be more powerful and more in your life. Before you and I, before our U.S. government converts to a cryptocurrency, you and I will be using a blockchain type of technology to do business. We may use blockchain and pay with regular money, but we'll still use blockchain to do transactions. And I'll talk more about that after this break. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassinger. Stay with me.
I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.